Okay, so good morning. Purim Sameach. Today's daf is daf Kafei, daf 25. We left off in the middle of the Pesach of Dalet Amud Bet, smack in the middle, right before the long lines. The Gemara begins on 24b. Rava Hava Shakil Vazil Bater Rav Nachman Veshukad Gidlai was walking behind Rav Nachman in the Shuk. Amrila Veshukad Rabbanan. Some say it was the Shuk of the rabbis. Amarle Matzakan Arnakimau. What if you find a wallet over here? Amarle Hara Elu Shelo. You can keep it. What if a Jew comes and gives a sign? Amarle Hara Elu Shelo. You can still keep it. Valo Omed Veshavach. But he's screaming about it. So Naasak It Shavach Al Beitosh Shenafal Vaal Svinatosh Shavavayam. It's like he's screaming about his house that fell, and about his ship that drowns in the water. It doesn't matter. It still belongs to you. Haud Dayo De Shakil Bisra Veshuka. There was a venture who was taking meat from the shuk. He threw it to the tinyata de bar-miryon. He threw it, Rashi says, in between the trees of the bar-miryon. After the kamid abayi, came in front of abayi. Amar lei zil shekol nashal. He said, you can take it. V'hai rubadi shal ninu. The majority of people are Jews. Shimon mina l'chakir Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Afilu b'Rabbi Yisrael. It sounds like we hold like Rabbi Shimon, even if majority of people are Jews. The Gemara says, no, shani dayo de chezuto shel yamdame. It's like the water. The Gemara says, v'hama rav basar shani tadami na'ayin asur. He said, meat that leaves a person's eye, it's not in front of your eye anymore, then it's asur, because we are worried that the goy may have swapped it out with non-kosher meat. So the Gemara says, be'omed vero, you're standing there and you saw the meat the whole time, he didn't take his eyes off of it. But actually, just to mention, this is the halacha. Halacha is, you're not allowed to have meat that is left with goyim unattended, without anyone's watching, right? So that's considered meat that is a nita'ale min ayin, it's covered from the eyes, and that would become asur. That's a halacha. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina, matzak gedish shachut bein tveri le'tzipori. He found an animal slaughtered in between tveri and tzipori, ve'itirulo, they said it's permitted. Amar Rabbi Ami said, hitirulo mishum metziya, k'rishum ben Elazar, mishum shechita, k'rabbi Chanina benosh Rabbi Yosei Gedi. They permitted it, finding it was his, because of Rabbi Shimon, and it was kosher like Rabbi Chanina. The Tanya is the right that says, Harisha Avdulo Gedaya Vitarnagulav, if he lost these animals, Vahalach Matan Shechutnini, he went and found them slaughtered. Rabbi Yudao said, Rechanina Benosha Rabbi Yossi Gedi Matir, Machloket if it's allowed or not. Rabbi Yechanina says it is. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yuda Kshim Matan Beashva. It seems like Rabbi Yuda, it's Asur if it's found in the garbage. Vidire Bechanina Benosha Rabbi Yossi Gedi Kshim Matan Babayit, and it's kosher if it's found in the house. The Gemara says, "Mitirulo mishum shechita." Rabbi Yisrael, from the fact that they permitted it because of shechita, that means that majority of people are Jewish. Shema mina halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Afilu b'Rabbi Yisrael. It sounds like halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, even when the majority of people are Jews. The Gemara says, "Amar Rava, no, rov knanim v'rov tabachei Yisrael. No, majority of people were goyim, but majority of slaughterers were Jewish." Rabbi Ami, Ashkach. Pargiot shechutot bein teveri l'tzipori. He found some animals slaughtered in between these two cities. Atel kamid Rabbi Yasi, came from the Rabbi Yasi. Ve'amrila, some say the kamid Rabbi Yochanan, some say from Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'amrila bein midrasha, some say the bein midrash. Ve'amrila zil shekol lenafshach. They said you can take it for yourself. Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha Ashkach kiburad azle bei azluye. He saw this string. Rashi explains matzah pakiyot shel tevi lemichmorot or shatot for trapping. He saw these strings. Atel kamed Rabbi Yochanan v'amrila Rabbi Midrashah. Some said Rabbi Yochanan, some said Rabbi Midrash. V'amrila zil shekol nafshach. They said you can take it for yourself. Can you mishnah? If you remember in the first mishnah in the parak, we said that these are the things you can keep. These are the things you have to announce. We didn't mention the things you have to announce. So ve'elu chayav lachris. These are the things you have to announce. Matzah perut bekli, you found fruits in a kli, or kli kimot shehu, or just a kli, ma'ot bekis, money in a purse, or kis kimot shehu, or a purse on its own, tzibure perot, piles of fruits, or tzibure ma'ot, piles of money, shalosha matbeot zel gavze, flipping the amud, three coins piled on top of one another, krichot bereshut ayachid, or bundles of wheat in a private domain, vikikarot shel ba'al habayit, or loaves of meat made by the owner, or pieces of wool that are in the professional, the Uman's house, or barrels of jugs of wine or oil. He has to announce in all of those cases. The Gemara says, "Ta'ama de matzah perot bekli u'ma'ot bekis." That's because he found fruits in the kli and money in a purse. Hakli u'lefanav perot, kis u'lefanav ma'ot. Whereas if it was just the kli and in front of it was produce, or a purse and in front of it was money, that's his. The Gemara says, "Tanin la'alat Rabbanan." We learn the Mishnah. We learn what the rabbis taught in the Braita. Matzah kli lefanav perot. If you find a kli and in front of it was produce, kish lefanav ma'ot, or a purse in front of it was money. Hare elu shelo, that belongs to him. Miktatan bekli, miktatan al gabei karka. If some of it was in the kli and some was on the floor, miktatan bekish, miktatan al gabei karka. Or some of it was in the kli and some of it, or in the purse and some of it was on the floor. Chayav la'achriz, he has to announce. When it says urminu, we have a contradiction. Matzah davar she'en bo siman, betzah davar she'esh bo siman, chayav la'achriz. If you found something that is not of a siman, and next to something that has a siman, he has to announce. Oh, but we just said that it's yours. So ba'al siman v'natal et shelo, zachah hala b'davar she'en bo siman. If the owner comes and takes the one that has a sign and says the other one is not mine, so the one without a sign, the guy can keep. So amarav zevid laka she'atnat devigot. Ha v'kuta akuba v'kitana ha v'tana u'pere. The difference should be what material and what kli we're using. So Rashi explains, that which we said you can keep it, that's referring to if it has, let's say, a kli and there's a pile of flax completely spilled out in front of it, that we say for sure you can keep that. It probably didn't all spill out of the barrels, it probably didn't come from this barrel. Whereas what we were talking about that you have to announce, was talking about a basket and produce was outside of it, that Rashi says, the avide, this the sharke ben naflemi ne kulu. Sometimes it happens that all of the produce falls out of the basket. Therefore, you have to announce. Rav Papa says, ha v'havet tanav peri. No, it's both talking about a basket and produce. Lakasher, it's not difficult. Ha di ishtayer b'amidi, ha di lo ishtayer b'amidi. The difference is if fruit was still left in the basket or not. If there was produce still left in the basket, then for sure it came out of that basket, and for sure you have to announce. But if there's no produce in that basket left, then maybe it didn't come from that basket. And if you want to give a different answer, both of them, it's not talking about anything was left over. It's not difficult. The difference is if the basket was facing the produce or not. If the basket was facing the produce, then what do we say? We say that it came from that basket. Whereas if it was not, then it's not from that basket. So therefore, if it comes from that basket, then you have to announce. And if I want to give another answer, both of them are talking about a case where it's facing the basket. The difference is if the basket has a rim around it. If the basket has a rim around it, it probably didn't fall out of the basket. Therefore, you can keep it. But if the basket does not have a rim, then it probably fell out of the basket, and therefore you have to announce. Then we said in the Mishnah, tziburei perot, tziburei ma'ot, piles of fruit and piles of money. Shema mina, minyan havesiman. It sounds like the amount, the quantity, is a sign. So the Gemara says, no, tanei tzibur perot. He meant a pile of fruit. The Gemara says, shema mina, makom havesiman. Okay, you can learn from there that the spot is a siman. The Gemara says, no, tanei tziburei perot. No, we meant to say piles, not pile, but piles of produce, meaning it's not the spot and not the money, not the quantity. So Shah Mazvot Zagav said, we said, if you find three coins, one on top of another, you have to announce. Amar Yitzchak Migdala, Dehu Shashin Kemigdalin. That's if it was made like a tower. We're going to see what that means. Tanya Me'achah, we have a brayta just like this. Matzam Ma'ot Mefuzarot. If you find coins spread out, Hare Elu Shelo, you can keep it. Asuin Kemigdalin, Chayev La'achriz. If it was like a tower, then you have to announce. Ve'eluhen Asuin Kemigdalin. This is what it means, that it's made like a tower. Shlosham Matbein Ze Al Gav Ze. Three coins piled on top of one another. Where it says, Haguf HaKasha, what you just said is difficult. Amar Matzam Ma'ot Mefuzarot. You said if you find money, coins spread out, Hare Elu Shelo, it's yours. Ha, so what can you say? So if it was like you had some piled and some on the floor, then what do we say? We say you have to announce. Go to the latter part. We said if it was made like a tower, you have to announce. Ha, you can infer from that. So if it was just one or two piled and the rest on the floor, then you don't have to announce. You can keep it. So which one is it? So Tana, no, anything that's not made like a tower is considered spread, and therefore you can keep it. That's only if it's three different kings of the coins. But if it was one king, one type of coin, then you don't have to announce. What's the case? If it was made like a tower, then even if it was of one king, you should have to announce. Then if it was not made like a tower, then even if it was three kings, you should not have to announce. So which one is it? So Ela I Itmar Achi Itmar. This is what I meant to teach. Lo shanu ela shel melech echad ke'en shosha melachim. It's only if it was one king like three kings. What does that mean? Ve'chidame da'asu'in ke'migdalin. It was made like a tower. Revechat ta'a mitziah ilaveh v'zutah ilaveh mitziah. The bottom coin is the largest. The middle coin is larger than that on top of it. And the smallest coin is on top of the middle coin on the top. Da'aminan anuche anichnu anchinu. For sure the guy put it there with kavana. Aval shal melech echad. But if it was one king, de'kulu ki'adad aninu. They're all the same size coin. Like imagine a quarter, a nickel and a dime. That's three different types. Whereas it was just three quarters. So therefore, even if they're one on top of one another, maybe it just happened to be like that, and therefore you can keep it. It for sure just happened on its own, and therefore you can keep it. Even if it was of one type, then you have to announce. My machriz, what would you announce? Minyan, the number. My iriyat lata, why do you need three? Afilu tere nami, even if you have two. So Amar Avina, Tiv'a machriz, you announce coins. And coins, minimum, is how much is coins? Is plural. So it's minimum two. So it can't be two because then obviously anyone can come and just say, oh, I had two. So therefore it must be an amount larger than two for it to be enough of a siman that a person can collect it. What if it was stacked in like a bracelet form? Or keshura mao, or a line? Or kachatsuva mao? Or it was made like a chatsuva, like the leg, right? Rashi says kishloshet ragle kankan. It was made like a tripod, like a triangle form. Or kisulama, it was made into a ladder form. Peshot me'achada, let's learn an answer for one of them at least, the ladder. The amar of Nachman amar of Avav Aravua, kol she'il machnis la kesam ubenehen venotlam bevat achad chayv lachriz. If you're able to put a piece of silver the size of like a wood chip in between them, and it would lift them, the coins up themselves, that is enough for it to be considered that they were placed close enough together that the person put them like that, put it like that, bekavana, as a sign, and therefore you would have to announce in such a case. Bay Ravashi, flipping the amud, kavne bet kulis ma. What if you place it like the avodah zarah, the mar kulis? So Tashma, come and listen. The Tanya, matzah ma'od nifu zarot harir shelo. This is a case in avodah zarah. We're going to see soon what it is exactly. So the Gemara explains that matzah ma'od nifu zarot harir shelo. If you find coins spread around, you can keep it. Kavne bet kulis, chayev lachiriz. If it was like the mar kulis, you have to announce. Ve'eluhen avne bet kulis, this is what it was. Achad mikan, ve'achad mikan, ve'achad al gabbehen. One here, and one on top. Exactly. Tanur Rabbanan, we have a braita. Hamotze sela bashuk. You find a coin sela in the shuk. Mitzau chaverov amar lo sheliu. And your friend comes and says, "Hey, it's mine. Chadashahi. It's new. Neroniti. It's from the Caesar Neron, right? Oshen melech plonihi, or it's from the king. Lo amar klum. That doesn't count for anything. Velo od. And not only that, ela afilu shemo katuv alein. Even if his name is written on it, lo amar klum, he didn't say anything. The fisha ain siman la matbea. There's no sign for a coin. The amar dilma apuke apke umeinish acharin nafal. Maybe he spent that coin, and the person who had received the coin lost it. Oh, but you have a siman on it. Yeah, but it's not yours anymore. So therefore, there's no simanim by a coin. New Mishnah. Matza achar hagafa o achar hagader gosalon mekusharim. He found behind the fence or the wall, tied up. Birds, oh, b'shvilin shvasadot, or on the path of a field, harez elo yigabehen, don't touch them. Matzah kli be'ashra, you find a kli in the garbage. We saw this earlier. Im mechuse lo yigabo, im megulen, notelo machriz. If it was covered kli, therefore don't touch it. If it was uncovered, you can take it and announce. The Gemara says, "My tama, what's the reason? The amri hane inashe atzneinu. The people probably put them there. V'shakil lehu leit lehu lamarayos yimana begavayu. If you take the birds, then they're not going to have any sign anymore." Hilkach lishavkino adeate marayo v'shakilu. Leave it there until the owner comes and collects it. So the Gemara says, "Ve'amai leve kesher simana." Why shouldn't the way the birds are tied together be a sign? So the Gemara says, "The Amar bi'aba bar chazav the Amarav b'mekusharin b'kanfehen. They are tied together on their wings. The kule alma hachim mekatrileu. Everyone ties it like that, and so therefore there's no way that could be different from others." So the Gemara says, "Ve'leve makom siman. Why don't you say the spot of where the birds are siman?" So Amar Ravukva Rachama b'madedin. They're birds that are hopping. They're not staying in one spot. Whereas even madedin ma'al ma'atum mutarin. Maybe it came from somewhere else. How do we know it belongs to someone? So ikal meimar inish etzneinu. Yeah, we're in doubt. We don't know if it came from someone or it came from somewhere else or it came from someone. V'hayihava le safek hinuach. It's a doubt if it was placed here. V'amar v'yaba barzav d'amarav kol safek hinuach lechatchila lo yitol v'im natal lo yachzir. Anytime you have a doubt if it was placed there, we don't know if it was placed there by someone or not, then ideally you shouldn't take it. And if you took it, then you should not return it, because therefore they would no longer have a siman anymore, and therefore would not be doing justice. Rashi says, "Dahal leka de'ev simana." Nobody will be able to bring a sign if you return it. So therefore, you wouldn't have to return it. But lechatchina, you should not take it. We'll stop it there for today. And just to recap on the halakha that I mentioned earlier, obviously we mentioned the halakha in the earlier part of the daf of basar shenitalem min ayin, of meat that was hidden from the eye. So therefore, it's a real halakha. You need to have, anytime there's meat, you need to have a mashgiach tmidi. You need to have a mashgiach who is always present on. Or at least cameras, at the very least, something that you always have to be able to have an eye on the meat, so therefore you don't fall into the problem of basar shenitalem min ha'ayin, so that the meat would not be considered a meat that is covered from Jewish eye, that a goy may have swapped it out for non-kosher meat, and therefore that is the halakha. But there, we'll stop there and we'll do a 1 minute recap.